both were creative minds in their own right, and then together they made so much with the designs and the look and the feel. And then the other thing was the influence of the Mississippi Delta itself, the river, the our whole atmosphere here of the Delta, though. And so that is represented in their works, in the colors, the feel, the, you know, from the cypress, you know. And anyway, so you can kind of see how, for example, the nutmeg color goes so well with cypress and this whole rustic sort of setting.
And when they started this in 54, was he still working as a teacher?
He taught through the spring of 54, and then it was during that summer that they decided to go into business. So they spent that summer really preparing to open the doors, and then opened the doors in August of 54. They worked very, very hard to build the business side of it, though, but they were careful to remain true to the artistic side. So they struggled in the 50s and 60s and even into the early 70s. And then through word of mouth, the business really grew, but it was, they had a plan, and that was very much an artistic plan as opposed to a business plan. You know, for example, mm-hmm. they never wanted a sign outside. Uncle Lee would take a siesta every afternoon. Even though the business was open, he took his nap. We closed in the month of January. We never did any advertising in magazines or newspapers, anything like that. So, you know, it was very much an artistic enterprise. And because of that, yes, in the early years, it was tough. You know, it was truly sort of that starving artist kind of idea. But then it certainly paid off. One of the reasons why it has become so popular is because it is unique and it is connected to the Mississippi Delta and to our region. Mm-hmm. And that is something that has become unique in our society today, as we've all become so assimilated to the generic. Mm-hmm. Every town has a Walmart, every town has a Wendy's, every town has a McDonald's. And we've lost that local connection, whereas, you know, 30 years ago, every town had its own little hamburger place. Now you don't have that. And I think that's certainly been another thing that's contributed to the popularity, is that we are unique to this area. And if you're visiting from out of state, or if you want to give a unique gift to someone that they can't get in their area, you know, what better than a piece of McCarty's? Because you have that connection with the Mississippi Delta, the Mississippi River,